KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
I once was a rover.
My life had no meaning. Well, it was so incomplete till a good woman's love put me back on my feet. Now instead of roaming, I go home in the evening, and she's waiting there. And I know that no matter what happens, she'll always care. And so when the night falls and the stars shine above, well, I'm a man with a dream and a good woman's love. Instead of roaming, I go home in the evening, and she's waiting there. And I know that no matter what happens, she'll always care. And so when the night falls and the stars shine above, I'm a man with a dream and a good woman's love.
This is Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. Senator Lisa Murkowski was among hundreds of visitors in Haines last weekend for the Great Alaska Craft Beer and Homebrew Festival. In a wide-ranging interview, she touched on the major tax and spending bill passed by the U.S. House of Representatives last week and its implications for the hundreds of thousands of Alaskans that rely on SNAP benefits and Medicaid.
This is something that the House just passed out. I am still digesting it. It's massive. And the consequences are quite substantial.
The bill aims to pay for President Donald Trump's sweeping tax cuts in part by cutting federal Medicaid spending. The bill would do so by implementing work requirements for adults without children or disabilities. It would also require states to check some participants' eligibility every 6 months. Murkowski says both moves could shift costs to the state.
You know, our legislature just wrapped up this week. There wasn't a lot of spare change laying around anywhere. And the idea that the state is going to be rushing in to pick up additional costs, I don't think that there's going to be much appetite to do that.
Alaska Congressman Nick Begich, a fellow Republican, voted for the bill, saying it would keep taxes low and, quote, drive more accountability for social safety net programs. But critics say millions of people could lose insurance coverage as a result. Nearly 40% of Alaskans rely on Medicaid. Murkowski says she's more optimistic about the trajectory of Secure Rural Schools. That's a Forest Service program that provides funding for schools, roads, and other municipal services. Congress failed to renew the funding earlier this year, leaving major holes in school district budgets across Alaska. The budget reconciliation bill just passed by the House includes a one-year extension, which Murkowski said is not enough, but is a good start. Businesses do not like uncertainty, but many in Southeast Alaska say that's exactly what they're facing amid recent actions by the federal government. And that's driving down local business owners' optimism about their economic prospects. That's according to a report released Tuesday by the Southeast Alaska Business Climate Survey. It included insight from more than 400 business leaders from throughout the region. Milani Scheibens is the owner of Rain Coast Data, which conducts the annual survey.
Anytime you put the words uncertainty and business together, it's not a recipe for success.
The survey shows that almost half of the businesses that participated expect recent federal actions to negatively impact their operations. Those actions include the Trump administration's funding and job cuts, executive orders, and tariffs. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by
Matson, delivering the essentials for everyday life in the last frontier. Learn more at matson.com/Alaska.
Support for NPR comes from UKG, delivering HR, pay, time, and culture products and services, dedicated to helping clients build a great workplace for their people. UKG.com/great. UKG, our purpose is people.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. The community of Girdwood has one licensed childcare facility, and the building is on its last legs. Officials recently broke ground on a new building that will dramatically increase childcare capacity in the resort community about 50 miles south of Anchorage. While construction is going smoothly, Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early reports that a loss of federal funding has put the future of the project in jeopardy.
It's a sunny day in Girdwood, and a construction crew is up the road from the Alyeska Ski Resort, paving the way for the new Little Bears Childcare Center. Crystal Hoke says it's a major upgrade for the community.
The current building is only the two classrooms split between the two cubbies. This will be seven classrooms with a multi-purpose room.
Hoke is the project manager for the Girdwood Childcare Project, aimed at bolstering the area's workforce. She says the resort town is known for decades that more childcare was needed. The old building wasn't cutting it.
It was actually referenced in the 1995 area plan for Little Bears needing a new building, so that's how long it's been needed for. And it became kind of more dire in 2011 when the municipality nearly condemned the building that they're in.
In the wider municipality of Anchorage, finding affordable childcare has been increasingly difficult, with rising costs, wait lists that can last a couple years, and the loss of a quarter of centers in recent years, according to THRED, a childcare advocacy nonprofit. For years, the current Little Bears facility has been able to provide care for between 27 and 29 kids daily. Factoring in part-time care for some kids, the facility serves just over 30 families. And while it has space for toddlers, Little Bears currently doesn't offer infant care.
They gotta be one and walking to even join our school.
That's Little Bears Executive Director Rachel Byers, who has personally experienced the struggle to find childcare in Girdwood. She says the lack of infant care in town led her to get a new job for a while, to be close to childcare.
With me, I had no infant care for my oldest, and I had to leave Little Bears my first time working there and take a job in Anchorage and drive her every single day to Anchorage to work and then every single night back. So a lot of times that will happen or families will leave.
The new facility will almost quadruple the childcare capacity to 112 kids, including two infant care classrooms. Hoke, the project manager, says it was a long road to piece together the funding to start building the new facility. She says the project received about $1.6 million in American Rescue Plan Act funds, which required a local fundraising match. Additionally, the project got money from the Rasmussen Foundation, the Forget-Me-Not Foundation, and a state grant for pediatric development. Even the land the site is built on is a donation. Hoke says they're leasing it from Alyeska for $1 a year. However, one large chunk of funding is unclear. Hoke says the project was supposed to receive $980,000 from the federal government, but that money hasn't been distributed amid the Trump administration's pausing and canceling of various grants. Hoke says that money would cover the missing $500,000 the building needs for completion, as well as building a playground.
Because that has not occurred, we are very much in a gray space of not knowing what's going to happen. And so all we can do is continue to fundraise, mostly privately, to see if we can close that gap.
Hoke says they have about a year to secure the funding. Still, she says, the halt in federal dollars isn't stopping the project from moving forward.
There's already so much of it that's ready to go. Our design is fully ready. Our building permits are done. You know, equipment is moving on the ground. We can't stop now.
Hoke says the new expanded Little Bears facility is on track to open for students by fall 2026.
Hey, everybody, say it was an easy road to get here.
So easy.
Reporting in Girdwood, I'm Wesley Early.
This is Alaska Public Media.
It's a beautiful morning.
Yeah, good morning, everybody out here in Southwest Alaska. Beautiful day, isn't it? Well, it's not blowing. It's not raining. It's supposed to be 43 today, 48, maybe 43, I think it was. That's not bad. Poor people in Ketchikan, it's raining like crazy. It's been raining since I left, ever since Monday. Slides are happening and all that. Good thing we don't have that to worry about here. Instead, I got to worry about what I'm going to play. We'll start out with John Anderson with When It Comes to You. I've got Porter Wagoner with Satisfied Mind. And then one of my all-time favorites, the queen of outlaw country, Sammy Smith herself, is going to do the Kris Kristofferson song, which really launched his career, Sunday Morning Coming Down. Here's John Anderson.
If we can't get along, we ought to be apart. And I'm wondering where'd you get that cold, cold heart. Set me free, sign my release. I'm tired of being a villain of the peace. You've been giving me bad times, tell me what I do. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you?
saying things that you didn't have to. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you? You only get one life, and this I know. I wanna get my licks in now before I go. Fire of love is dead and cold. I gotta satisfy the hunger in my soul. You've been giving me bad times. Tell me what I do. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you? Saying things that you didn't have to. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you? If we can't get along, we ought to be apart. And I'm wondering, where'd you get that cold, cold heart? Set me free, sign my release. I'm tired of being a villain of the peace. You've been giving me bad times, tell me what I do. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you? Saying things that you didn't have to. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you? How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you?
My time has run out. my friends and my loved ones, I'll leave, there's no doubt. But there's one thing for certain, when it comes my time, I'll leave this old world with a satisfied mind.
No way to hold my head, it didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled through my closet, from my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. On my hair, stumbled down the stairs to greet the day. Well, I'd smoked my brain the night before, cigarettes and songs that I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid cussing at a can that he was kicking. Across the empty street, and caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to something I lost somehow, somewhere along the way. Body
Well, Part of My Life is up next, and that's a duet with Kris Kristofferson and Rita Coolidge. After that, Sandpoint's own Paul Holmberg with Congratulations Are in Order, and then Billy Crash Craddock with Still Thinking About You.
You draw the line, and I will walk it. You say the word, and I'll talk it.
Show me your cross, and I will bear it. Tell me your dream, and I'll share it.
I just want to be a part of your life. Living and dying just for you, just for you, just for you.
Sing me your song, and I will play it, your favorite prayer.
And I will take it, as long as you're there, I can make it. I just want to be a part of your life.
Sharing, caring, laughing and crying.
Living and dying just for you. Just for you, just for you. Just for you. Just for you.
Congratulations, they are in order. You can find the answer, you can find the Lord. You can find the real life, you can cross the border. Congratulations, they are in order. I'd like to take your hand and tell you that I'm so very, very proud of you. You're serving Jesus, we need more like you. Congratulations, they are in order. Congratulations, they are in order. You can find the answer, you can find the Lord. You can find the real life, you can cross the border. Congratulations, they are in order. So when you meet a Christian brother, tell them you're so glad to meet another. You've got Christ in common with each other. Congratulations, they are in order. Congratulations, they are in order. You can find the answer. You can find the Lord. You can find the real life. You can cross the border. Congratulations, they are in order. Congratulations, they are in order. You can find the answer. You can find the Lord. You can find the real life. You can cross the border.
I'll come up now a little Flat and Scruggs with "Tis Sweet to Remember, to Be Remembered," that is. And then Jimmy Osborne with "The Death of Little Kathy Fiscus." After that, Billy Crash Craddock with "You Better Move On."
When you are far away, as I travel o'er this world, just to soothe my roving mind. Tender messages I get from a dear one left behind. They were filled with sweetest words that so touched me when I heard. Never, never can I forget, these are some things that she said. It's sweet to be remembered on a bright or gloomy day. It's sweet to be remembered by a dear one far away. It's sweet to be
April the 8th, the year 49, death claimed a little child, so pure and so kind. Cassie, they called her, met her doom that day. I know it was God that called her away. Playmates with Cassie were all having fun. The story was told, they all started to run. And as they looked back, she wasn't there. It's so sad to think of this tragic affair. Just like a beast in a forest that day, the abandoned well took Cassie away. Far over 2 days, the well was her tomb. Everyone kept praying they'd get her out soon. Thousands were there from far and from near. Workmen, they struggled against sadness and fear. But after 2 days, their hopes grew so weak. They called down to Kathy, but she never did speak. After working so hard, both day and night, digging for hours, she came into sight. The little darling was dead, her life it was gone. Now in San Marino, there's a heartbroken home. I'm sure she's an angel in God's peaceful fold, playing with children in a mansion of gold. As I stand alone, humbly I bow. I know Kath is happy up there with God now.
Asked me to give up the hand of the girl I love. You tell me I'm not the man she's worthy of. But who are you to tell her who to love? That's up to her, yes, and the Lord above. You better move on.
You better move on.
Well, I know you can buy her fancy clothes and diamond rings, but I believe she's happy with me without those things. till you beg me, oh, to set her free. But my friend, that will never be. You better move on. I can't blame you for loving her, but can't you understand, man, she's my girl, yeah. And I, Lord, I'm never gonna let her go. Cause I, Lord, I, you know that I love her so. Well, I think you'd better go now. I'm getting mighty mad. You asked me to give up the only love I ever had. Maybe I would, oh, but I love her so. I'm never gonna let her go. You better move on.
You better move on.
You better move on.
You better move on.
Oh, you better move on.
You better move on.
You better move on.
You better move on.
You better get on.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com. Yeah, Bobby Gentry is next with us with her big hit from 67, Ode to Billy Joel, and then Vince Gill with Never Knew Lonely, after which we have Ray Charles with Here We Go Again.
Was it there? June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Thank you. back in town again. I'll take her back again. One more time. Here we go again. The phone will ring again. I'll be her fool again. One more time. I've been there before, and I'll try it again. But any fool knows that there's no way to win. Here we go again. She'll break my heart again. I'll play the part again. One more time.
A little Red Foley. I'll take us to the top of the hour with the Chicken Song. He's with Ernest Tubb on this one.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, bless our old hen. She lays eggs the best she can. Sometimes 9 and sometimes 10. Cock-a-doodle-doo, bless our old hen. Our old red hen was on her nest. She tried to sleep but couldn't rest. The rooster came home baggy-eyed, and our old hen stood up and cried. I ain't gonna take it sitting down. I ain't gonna take it sitting down.
While I'm here hatching white and brown,
you're out scratching round the town, and I ain't gonna take it sitting down. Don't say you've been alone. They make my feathers in your comb. If you don't have an alibi, you're gonna see some feathers fly. I've heard it said while on the loose, you made the spots with Clara Goose. From all reports of how it looked, you tell that goose her goose is cooked. I ain't gonna take it sitting down. I ain't gonna take it sitting down.
While I'm here hatching white and brown,
you're out scratching round the town, and I ain't gonna take it sitting down.
She said, said if I weren't such a stoop, I'd have a mink lion chicken coop. Why, everything I own's in hock. I should have wit that Plymouth Rock. You know, one night while you were out, I met a movie talent scout. He loves my walk, he loves my cluck. He's starring me with Donald Duck.
I ain't gonna take it sitting down. I ain't gonna take it sitting down.
While I'm here hatching white and brown,
you're out scratching round the town. And I ain't gonna take it sitting down. You roosters out there, don't you laugh. You just can't fool your better half. You mark our words, you'll see the day when your old hen will up and say, I ain't gonna take it sitting down. I ain't gonna take it sitting down.
You needn't hang around and plead.
Stop handing me that chicken feed. I ain't gonna take it sitting down. Cock-a-doodle-doo, bless our old.